Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle the score.
Settle the score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just want to make a song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with Electro Spit, yeah.
Salute the homie Bosco. Bosco came through in the clutch with that Electro Spit. That's his device. You know what I'm saying? That does the talk box and all that. So salute the homie Bosco, super producer. That's my partner. He put that together. You know what I'm saying? The intro. It's March 5th, 2019. I want to start this show by dedicating this show to Stephon Clark. I want to dedicate it to his family. I want to dedicate it to the 80-plus people arrested by the Sheriff's Department, the Sacramento Sheriff's Department, the Sacramento Police Department, the Sacramento Highway Patrol last night protesting the injustice of the city, the state of California in general, not pressing charges against the officers that pretty much assassinated Stephon Clark while he was in the backyard. Before I get into it, I want to let y'all know we got the homie Cam coming through. Cam is my partner. Cam is an activist. Cam is a recording artist. He's a West Coast legend, no question. He's an author. He got a new book, War in Your Heaven, A Black Man's Relationship Problems with a Black Woman. But I'm going to get into the book, but at the end of the day, I've been listening to Cam since early 90s, and Cam was always an inspiration to me. Cam always was somebody that I looked to when I was in the movement, because he was in the music business, but at the end of the day, when he rapped about social issues that I was a part of at that time and social issues that's coming back into fruition, even coming after Barack Obama as president, gave us hope and gave us inspiration. It seemed like all that is falling by the wayside. Donald Trump has removed pretty much everything that he put in place as president. There's some sparks, in the minds of African Americans that we can't achieve and overcome, but every time we move two steps forward, the powers that be try to move us three steps back, whether it be white people, whether it be our own people, you know what I'm saying, who choose not to unify along with the movement. They choose to do their own thing, negating the fact that many people are suffering at the hands of the injustice of the country that we live in. So I want to read from the Associated Press, today's press conference. Let me start right here. California's Attorney General announced Tuesday that he won't charge two Sacramento police officers who fatally shot an unarmed black man last year, joining a local prosecutor in finding that the officers reasonably believed Stephon Clark had a gun as he moved toward them. Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced the results of a nearly year-long investigation after telling Clark's mother privately. He acknowledged that it was not what Clark's family wanted, but said the evidence showed the officers had reason to believe their lives were in danger. Though investigators found only a cell phone, there was a lot of hurt in the community today and certainly in the home of the Clark family, Becerra said. Our investigation can't change what has happened, but we can make every effort to deliver a fair, thorough, and impartial review, which we promised this community. Clark, 22, was suspected of vandalism when he was shot several times, including in the back, on March 18, 2018, and his killing prompted protests in California's capital city, Sacramento, and across the USA, the U.S. New demonstrations followed Sacramento District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert's decision this weekend not to charge the officers, with more than 80 people, like I spoke of earlier, arrested. On Monday, a reporter from the Sacramento Bee was briefly detained while live streaming. So it wasn't just the protesters. They actually arrested some of the people, some of the Sacramento Bee, Sacramento Bee reporters out there. So not to mention the fact that this is what I really wanted to speak about is the technology that the police officers had that night. They had aerial view helicopter. They had night vision. The cops had, you know, everything in their favor against an unarmed man in his grandparents' backyard. And he's no longer here because they thought that he had a gun, but in fact it was a cell phone. And you know what they do? They bring up all kind of different things, like he was arguing with, you know, his baby mama, or whatever, days before, or you know, there was drugs found or something like that. Any kind of little excuse that you could do to add salt to the situation. I mean, it's really a horrible situation. Like I said, we got Cam coming on. I got a special guest that I'll be announcing pretty soon. I want to get into this song. It's called Wake Up Call. I got it from my homie in Seattle, and it's basically going to go into everything we're going through right now. Like I said, I want to dedicate this show to Stephon Clark, his family, and the 80-plus people arrested yesterday by the Sacramento Police Department, the Sacramento Sheriff's Department, and the Highway Patrol. It's Wake Up Call on the road with Big Ol' Meezy.
Any white man in the world says, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
The entire white world applauds when a black man says exactly the same thing, word for word. He is judged a criminal and treated like one, and everything possible is done to make an example of this bad man so there won't be any more like him.
Let's go! Brothers and sisters,
yeah.
Cousins and kinfolk, those who understand the struggle cause you've been broke. Sick of hanging on the hope with a thin rope while these cats setting their alarms on me, I've been woke. I've seen a lot of death, so I respect life more.
Yeah.
We don't fight for the same things we used to fight for. The NFL dissed Kaepernick for taking a knee, but he did it for me, that's why I wear Nike's more.
Yeah.
And none of y'all would have done the same.
Nope.
You still wearing your jerseys and going to games. They care more about the flag than they do for your pain, and y'all cats still expecting something to change. Man, what happened to our black drive?
Huh?
It's like when segregation ended,
yeah.
That's when black pride died, cause we fell for this American lie that we could all have a piece of this American pie. And it's always a freedom debate, cause our freedom was something that they thought they had the freedom to take. So somebody tell Ye, if slavery was a choice, it was a choice we ain't had the freedom to make, cause our freedom was late. Especially when you live in a place where your oppressor has the freedom to hate, and where cops commit murder on camera. And then you wonder why we always question if our freedom is safe. A black man's worst nightmare is a white man with a badge.
Yes.
Blue uniforms replace the white sheets of the past.
Yes.
And George Zimmerman got acquitted for standing his ground, so don't get mad if I don't stand for the flag.
Don't be mad.
Cause after all the pain they gave to us, it's ironic that they could have hate for us. And Trump wanna make America great again, huh? when was it ever great for us? Look, me and my brothers grew up from boys to men.
Yes.
Before New Edition made boys to men. Before boys to men heard boys to men. And decided to name themselves Boys to Men. Cause we were suffering before then. Before Trayvon, it was Rodney and Emmett Till before him. And people keep saying America was great before.
Really?
And I'm like, bruh, before when? I mean, is there something that I'm missing? Was it great when the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock and stole it from the Indians?
Nah.
To celebrate the land they took, they created a holiday and had the nerve to call it Thanksgiving?
Woo.
Nah, I know. It was great when you enslaved us. Separated our families, took our women and raped them. Got 300 years of free labor, then set us free in a country that hates us. That's when it was great, huh? And then you wonder where we get all of this hate from. Cause you treat my people like we less than equal. Where we over-policed and underemployed, judged by a one-sided system that's less than legal. But when you bring awareness, that's when he start dissing you.
Right.
When you wake people up, they want to separate and distance you. Just to put fear in you, put your own people against you. After 400 years, bro, they still Willie lynching you.
Ooh.
And we can never see change until we change us.
Nah.
And stop letting people speak for us that ain't us. Look around, y'all, America ain't changed much. It's still the same for us, pretty much. Cause if an unarmed black man gets pulled over by a cop, it's a 50-50 chance he won't survive. But an armed white man can shoot up an entire school, and I guarantee you he gon' get taken alive. I got a prediction. Stop spending money with these billion-dollar companies, I bet they start listening.
Yeah.
The only thing these people respect is profit. You wanna see change? Keep your money in your pocket.
Oh,
cause after all the pain they gave to us, it's ironic that they could have hate for us. And Trump wanna make America great again, huh? Well, when was it ever great for us?
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. Learn about it.
Check this out. This is the Regulator, Warren G, and I'm doing it live with my homeboy, Big Ol' Measy, for Sheezy. That's how we get out, man, and we on the road. Shush.
Hey, everybody. My name is Eric Stevens, and I want to welcome you to Folsom Lake Dodge. That's right, Folsom Lake Dodge. Highway 50 East, get off on the Folsom exit and get on down here. I want to let you know at Folsom Lake Dodge, we specialize in helping people with bad credit. That's right, bad credit. We love it all. Bankruptcy, charge-offs, repos, slow pays. Don't matter. Just give us a call at 916-355-9999. We are the official sponsor of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy Radio Show. So holla at you, boy.
Hi, this is my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. We are the proud sponsors of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. We specialize in healthy hair care and multi-textural services. We're located at 3830 Northgate Boulevard, or we can be reached at 916-568-2222. You can also check us out on TV. We are the official makeover salon for Good Day Sacramento. We're transforming Sacramento one client at a time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at It's My Hair.
We got Jamila coming up. Jamila Land, she's a spokesperson and a close family friend of the Stephon Clark family. Like I said, we got the homie Cam. He's actually on the line. He already stopped, locked, and ready to go. So we're going to bring him in pretty soon. We got a lot of topics to go over. I want to play this 21 Savage featuring J. Cole a lot on the road with Big Ol' Measy. Stay tuned.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah. How much money you got? How much money you got?
Scrit up.
How much money you got?
Scrit up.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flaunt?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs.
Every day that I'm alive, I'ma ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Dog, it was us. Then you went and wrote a statement, and that really fucked me up. My brother lost his life, and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life, and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm, and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny. I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How about the rap?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs.
A lot.
Yeah. I just came from the A. I drove back home. 6 hour drive, 6 and a half. Before I left, I stopped by and seen my 21 in the studio. Yeah, two of his kids with him right in the studio. That's when I knew. Stand up, I love seeing like that. Question. How many faking they streams? Getting they plays from machines. I can see behind the smoke and mirrors. Ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything. Everybody got their thing. Some make millions. Other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Come on, 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they up his shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my though I never met you. I know that you special and that the Lord bless you. Don't doubt it, my Dennis Madrunia, stay solid, my I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a bandit ship when they thought that I wasn't gonna pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission. Submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs.
A lot.
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirits, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alivshoes.com/LUS-3.
And please believe that is a black-owned shoe company. You know, that's one of our official sponsors. That's, you know, to on the road with Big Ol' Measy, Louis Collection Shoes. They got a whole, you know, we're supposed to be getting ours pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate them because, you know, we got to pay these bills and keep this show going. So we appreciate all the sponsors that come on the road show. I got a special guest, Jamila. Jamelia, you just told me that, too. I want to make sure I say your name right. Can you say your name for the people, sister?
Yes, thank you. My name is Jamelia Land.
because somebody will get it wrong and be saying Jamila, huh?
You know, hey, I come from a household with my grandmother. She had a small dog named Tiny, and I had a sister named Tony. And she say, Tiny, Tony, child, you know your name, the one I'm talking to. So, you know, I've come to, as long as you're talking to me, I'm going to answer you.
Absolutely. So you're a close family friend, and are you the official spokesperson of the family, or you're one of them, or how does that work out?
So the official spokesperson, whose voice, unfortunately, has been overshadowed, is his mother, first and foremost.
Right.
And then, you know, his brother Stavante has been instrumental in getting the nation's attention as to what has happened. So, you know, I respect the hierarchy of, I just consider myself to be a humble servant, and I'm here to help amplify my sister and my people's voices. So, you know, I don't want to take no titles other than I'm just a humble little servant here to help. But, you know, in the Black community, we brothers and sisters and cousins and uncles and aunties, so.
Absolutely. And as long as people are able to articulate everything that's taking place, I think it's okay, because, you know, Lord knows we need as many voices as we can for this, you know, for this particular subject. We're talking about Stephon Clark. I mean, there's so many people that's hurt by it, because we had the district attorney saying a few days ago that she wasn't going to press charges. And then all of a sudden there was a little bit of hope with the hierarchy that they were going to investigate an independent and come up with something. And then that didn't happen. So now, Jamila, where are we at with it? It's basically, it's a wrap, right?
Well, you know, I want to say that it's never a wrap. There's been a lot of things that have happened. We expected that the district attorney would come back with the decision that she did. As you said, there was a glimmer of hope that the attorney general would come back with something different. However, what's unique and different about this particular case is that we have a legislative piece, AB 392, California Act to Save Lives, which was birthed out of Stephon's murder. As some people may know, we've had a lot of different legislative and policy changes that have come as a direct result of this. For example, we have the passage of Senate Bill 1421, which is a historic piece itself in that it now gives us limited access to police records. So you may see in the media where police departments are, you know, shredding records and all these different things. A part of that is from the passage of this law. We also now have foot chase policies in place with the Sacramento Police Department. But AB 392 will impact all of the state of California. And so essentially what it does is it will when passed, I'm not going to say if passed, I'm believing that we're going to do this, when passed, it will change the legal standard and the language of the law. And that is what the problem has been. We continue to hear that they are justifiable and lawful killings upon the current standard and language of the law. So once we get this bill passed, then we will be able to begin to have some accountability. You know, people oftentimes tout California as being this progressive state, this liberal state, but in fact, we lead the country in police homicides. Kern County, for example, has been deemed the number one city in the state, in the United States for police murder. And the majority of the persons being killed there are of Latino and Hispanic descent. And so, you know, we have a lot of work to do, but like I said, it's different in this case because we have a legislative piece that has come. And so that really is our final step. You know, the DA has failed us. The attorney general has failed us. Now it is time for us to not fail us. You know, a lot of people are running around here talking about no justice, no peace, and I beg to differ.
Right.
I believe that no power, no peace. Power only comes through the form of exercising one's civic responsibility. And unfortunately, we in the African-American community, we don't have these conversations. We don't believe that our vote counts. Well, if 100,000 of us believe that, then guess what? It will not. And so it's imperative that we start to come together and really push for legislative change, and that requires us educating ourselves, our children, our seniors. See, we've gotten so far away from our history of our power. There's a reason why we have voter suppression. There's a reason why they didn't want us to vote in the 60s and 70s, because there is power there. But our mindset has been so conditioned to we have no power that we have begun to buy the narrative, therefore we don't exercise it. That's why we have district attorneys like Ann Schubert. I'm sorry.
Right. Can I ask you a question? I appreciate all the information, but it seemed, did we as a people take our foot off the take our hands off the wheel? At some point we did begin to make progress. At what point was it when President Obama was elected? We took our foot off the gas, but at what point did we allow? Because it seemed like we could have fixed it. We had Eric Holder as our, that was in charge of the Justice Department, and we had our president who had our back to the fullest. But now it's 2019, and it seemed like everything was reverted, and now we're back at square one primarily, it seems like.
To be honest with you, I believe it goes back further than that. I believe that we have had a shift just in our own community. You know, we used to have, so I'm going to give you an example here, but we have got away, we as a culture of people, very specifically blacks, we have gotten away from a sense of community. We have gotten away from taking care of ourselves. And there's been a lot of things that have happened, a lot of legislative things. You know, when the Panthers stormed the Capitol, and they could legally carry guns at that time, that is when we first started seeing the implementation of gun restriction law. Because you have black men who are walking around freely armed. Wait a minute, they taking care of themselves? See, people don't even know that a lot of people don't know the WIC program, which is now a federal program, was birthed from the Black Panther Party. Our communities got infiltrated with drugs. And all of the things came, mandatory minimum sentencing, foster care, all of these different things that decimated our communities. And so that's when things really started falling apart. You know, I remember there used to be rules in the drug game when it first really hit. Hey, man, that's my mama, that's my cousin, that's my auntie, don't sell to them, you know. Here he come. Hey,
right.
Auntie, I can't. You know what I'm saying? But then we even lost,
right.
We lost rules in that. You understand me? Now it's like,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
My auntie. That's my mama. You know what I'm saying? She'll not give me that money, bitch. You know what I'm saying? They going
to
do it anyway.
And if I don't sell it to her, somebody else will. Right, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Might as well keep the money in the family.
Right.
So we have lost something. You know, we have to look at what's happened. We have babies. We wonder why we have some of the issues with our kids today that are in their 20s. Guess what? These were the babies that was crack babies. These was the heroin babies. So no wonder they're off Molly, Percocet,
right.
And lean. It's in their DNA. You know what I'm saying? We lost aunties.
Right.
We lost uncles. We lost OGs. We lost that. And so that's a part of it. See, because, you know, like a lot of us here to California, our people migrated. You know what I'm saying? My daddy from Louisiana. My daddy from Texas. My mama from Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? You remember when you got in trouble? You remember when we had the CYA days, right? You remember you get in trouble,
right.
And guess what? Oh, yeah, I'm shipping you back to Alabama for the summer. You going to BYU.
I remember at one point in the 90s, we had our Too Black, Too Strong, our Black Bar Popular Demand, our African Medallions.
Man.
We had our Black families, our Black Family Days. We had all our people who were selling everything. We had our brother selling Final Call. We had our brother selling bean pies. We had fish fries. We had. Right.
Yeah.
And so we need to get back to that.
What's happened is that we've gotten so accustomed to, and what I find interesting is that we oftentimes talk about our quote-unquote oppressor and his behavior, yet we turn around and we mimic it and we inflict it upon each other, not even realizing what we're doing. You know, I ask people all the time, have you heard of the Willie Lynch theory or the Willie Lynch plot? You know, I say stuff like, Racism in the United States of America is a socially constructed mental health disease that has been systematically inflicted upon us. And they go, what? Well, let's take a look at it. Okay, for example, Willie Lynch, he says, an example, take a black male, the biggest, strongest, meanest, and tar and feather him and whip him and set him on fire, tie him between two horses and whip the horses until they rip him apart in front of the female, in front of the child, in front of the remaining men, so as to let mentally reverse the natural state of existence. So we subject them to violence. Now the woman is left out front, afraid. The image of the black man has been completely decimated. And then beat the hell out of the rest of the black men. Don't kill them because you'll ruin good stock. But put the fear of God in them. So now she's afraid, out front, timid, and he's standing behind. Keep the body, take the mind. So, and it's no different today. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, you can Google lynchings right now, right? And you're going to see them standing next to us. A black body's never had any value unless it's tied to an economic engine. Therefore, the prison industrial complex continues to flourish. Like, we got to know our history. We got to know what time it really is.
Absolutely. I recommend everybody check out the Netflix on the Black Panther Party, the two killings of Sam Cooke, the 13th, talking about mass incarceration. If you got Netflix, if you have Netflix, all the documentaries on there is on there for you to be able to get all the information. There's no reason for anybody not to be woke. We want to make sure we bring Cam on. I want to let you have you talk about the website, justiceforcalifornia.org, and you speak on that. And then I have to get Cam on after that.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so I'm a part of a coalition that is co-sponsoring this bill, AB 392. One of the organizations in that is California Families United for Justice, which was founded by Oscar Grant's uncle, Cephas Johnson. We, as a direct response to, we've been for these announcements. I've been working with the police, the mayor, some others behind some way that we could properly respond, because I knew there was going to be no charges. And the only thing we had left was to fight for legislative change. So I had a good friend of mine, Samuel Sinyangwe, put together this website where it gives you information, a little information on the bill, but it is a call to action, and it has a one-click button where you can type in your address and phone number, and it will give you who your local representative is. And we're using it as a tool to encourage the public to help us bring attention to this bill. We need to get this passed so that we can have some form of justice and accountability. So that's what that is.
And that website is www.justiceforcalifornia.org. Make sure y'all check that out,
yes.
www.justiceforcalifornia.org. So we're going to pray for the Stephon Clark's family. We're going to pray for the protesters. I know they went out there today at the police department at 5 o'clock, Black Lives Matter, and a few other organizations. So we're going to pray for everybody. We're going to pray for peace right now, but at the end of the day, we're going to stay vigilant in our actions and our thoughts and our deeds from now on, because we know at the end of the day we are at war. Not no physical war where we're throwing cocktails and blowing up nothing. It's a war with our soul and our people to regain the protection that we put on ourselves for many years. So thank you, Jamelia, for coming through. If you can stay on and listen to Brother Cam, we're going to bring him on. We're going to talk about his book. We're going to talk about this same issue. And be safe out there, because it's raining out there, so watch out.
I shall. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, and I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
So that was Jamelia, representative for the Stephon Clark family. Without further ado, this cat right here, I don't want to call him a cat, that's disrespectful. He's on other levels than that. But this brother right here has been putting it down since the early 90s. You know, he has a book that's coming out this month, War in Heaven, The Black Man's Relationship with the Black Problems of Black Woman Today, and The Fear Spirit Solutions. That's a long title, Brother Cam.
Come on now. We're going to have to get some type of abbreviation, man. Come on.
Right.
We're going to have to get that hashtag. Right.
Big
how you, do, how you doing, brother? Salaam alaikum.
Oh, man, I'm blessed. Walaikum salam, man. Just I want to give shots and props out to Sister Jamelia because she was dropping some heavy bars, you know. And it's always good to see our sisters, the queens, the gods, the female gods that's stepping up and you know, balancing out this corrupt, you know, unfortunately male dominated corrupt society. So as they step up and rise up and level up, that's what's gonna bring the justice quicker for us as a people. So shouts out to the sister for that, for sure.
Man, I just had to sit back and just listen to her talk because I was like, okay, she's woke,
yeah,
woke.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? You know, when you get a sister that's woke, you are, we get spoiled. We see that, but we don't hear that. You know what I mean? So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good to hear. I really wanted to get you on the show. First of all, I want to ask your opinion on the Stephon Clark story. You know, I don't want to say story because I'm in Sacramento. I'm in Sacramento. It's pretty much down the street from where I'm at. No question.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, how you feel about it?
It's not really about feelings, but my observation and you know, my understanding is Stephon Clark is just not just, but he's another martyr. He's immortal now. He's an ancestor. He's a catalyst. To show us, unfortunately, that ain't no amount of legislation or laws or nothing that's ever going to change the nature of white people and their hatred for black people. That's just part of their nature. So the real solution for us is to unite and do for self. In other words, like Martin Luther King said before he got assassinated, and this is one of the main reasons he got assassinated is because he said, I've come to the realization that the dream that I have for us integrating and all of that is a nightmare. That's not these people's nature. They're not going to be able, we're not going to be able to live in peace with them. So integration is not what we need. We need to, you know, separate like the Jews did in Israel. We don't have to do it physically yet, but just it could be economically or just society, you know, socially or community, like she was saying, like Sister was saying with the Black Panthers and the Nation or whatever. We just got to do for self. We got to come together in love with ourselves, police ourselves, check and discipline ourselves, educate ourselves, feed ourselves, teach ourselves, because we're not gonna get nothing from politics. Not for, you know, local politics we can, but when it comes to stopping white people from killing us and shooting us, the only thing gonna stop that is us killing them back. So unfortunately, or fortunately, or whatever you want to call it, ain't no paperwork, no legislation, no law gonna stop that. Because it would have stopped it by now. They know they ain't supposed to kill us. They know how to take white people alive after the little white boy then murdered 9 innocent black worshipers in the church. And they take, not only they take them alive, they take them to Burger King first. You know what I'm saying? So they know what they're doing. It's us that's blind and still trying to hold on to that lie, like we're all together, we're integrated, we're not supposed to be separated and all that. We've been taking care of a state strictly based on race for the last 71 years called Israel, the state of Israel. They try to make it seem like it's a country and it's an ally, it's America's biggest ally in the region. No, Israel just means a specific country separated and segregated and isolated and supported strictly by race. They don't even call themselves a religion. They call themselves a race. We're Jews. We're the Jewish race. So America knows how to do that. They know how to take care and support and keep a person, people separated, you know, and they don't have to call it segregated, but even though, you know, that's what it is, they know how to do that for somebody that. Go ahead.
I believe that America, I mean, at least my father used to say that America is an experiment, and it's still an experiment. And the experiment when they put this whole thing together and made it a corporation was never for everybody to be unified.
Right.
There's no need for a military
right.
if you're not going to be at war. There's no there's no need for a police. There's no need for a police if you're not going to have criminals. It's just. Once you build all those things, you got to put people in them.
Right. And it's not even criminals. It's the police force was formed for slaves, for catching slaves. So they didn't have no interest in ever giving us justice. They wouldn't have police against other white people. Police force and sheriffs and all that was strictly formed for to catch runaway Negroes. You know what I'm saying? So they weren't even worrying about each other doing themselves wrong or crimes against each other. The crime was if a nigger ran away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's facts. That's not me.
No, that's factual. That's factual because at the end of the day, like I said, you can go on Netflix and you can watch the Black Panther documentary. You can watch The Two Killings of Sam Cooke and The 13th.
Right.
The 13th. There's damn near going to be the same footage in every one of them. It's all been running concurrent.
Right.
There's nothing like, oh,
right,
this is new information. It's all the same information. Hampton got assassinated. And we all seen the brother walk out and they say, take your clothes off. And he walked out and got assassinated. This is all been out there for everybody to see. If you got Netflix and pay $8 a month or whatever it is for Netflix, you can see it. You can see it. It's right there. Uh-huh. Educate yourself. It's 2019. Everybody should be educating themselves. I actually was watching Vlad earlier. I watched your interview, and I think that was 2016, and you had already predicted all this was going to happen. You was already ahead of the curve when you said that this is what was going to be unfolding. And I was like, oh, man, this brother, you know what I mean? It was lightweight prophetic in that, because everything you spoke about came into effect. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
No, I'm saying history is prophecy. Like the original people, we natural oracles and visionaries. We see the future, especially if you're a student of history, if you're a student of the present, then you can mathematically deduct, you know, what's likely to happen in the future. So we've seen from the past and in the present, we can tell what's going to happen in the future. We see that they want to erase war. They're trying to spark a race war with ignorant blacks. Before blacks can really get fully awakened to who the real enemy is, the real enemy, you know, is our ignorance, first of all, you know, because nobody can exploit you or enslave you or nothing like that if you know who you are and you love yourself and you're going to love your brothers and sisters like you love yourself. You're not going to allow nobody to come kill you like that. You're going to go do what the Bible says. You're going to go do an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. I don't mind dying for that. We gonna all die anyway. But if we think, we shouldn't do that. No, it should be peace. It has never been peace for us. You know what I'm saying? So once you start speaking that revolutionary David and Goliath or Moses and the giants, and, you know, that retaliation language, then that's gonna tell you who really wants to be free and who really don't. You're never gonna be free under these people. You know what I'm saying? So
and we always get caught up. We get excited, like my father used to say, excited and incited about the Gucci, about the noose around the neck, about the black face, about this, about that. We get upset for a hot second. We see Oprah doing the documentary on Michael Jackson for whatever reason.
Right.
And they coming at her. We see Kanye. We see. It's just. It's so much, man. It's like, shout out to everybody who survived February coming into March. Like, the shortest month of the year, Black History Month. You know, was one of the most disrespectful Black History Months I've ever seen in the history of my lifetime. Just to be honest, like this was bananas, and some people didn't make it. Like some people really just didn't make it out of February.
Yeah, the reason why is because they know also, even though this is the dates is off, the years is off, but they know 2019 really represents the 400th year of black people being in bondage in America. This is the year that's the final fulfillment according to Bible prophecy, especially Jewish people, and they're the ones behind all of this propaganda and all of that. But Black History Month, this is the 400th year Black History Month of black people being in bondage to white people, that's fulfilling Bible prophecy and all of that. So you're going to see all of this be extra full-blown racial anti this. They're absolutely trying to start a race war before we wake up to Exodus. before we wake up and realize that we should separate from them. It don't got to be a violent, ugly, nothing like that. But they would rather make it violent to have us do a Red Sea war, bloodshed, race war with them, and just go down with them instead of separate like Pharaoh didn't want to see us separate and go to our glorious future and our promised land that we own and the land of milk and honey and all that. While they, you know, time is expired and they're gonna be doomed into oblivion or whatever. So they know they're scientists.
Yeah, what we call it?
They're scientists. Yeah, for real.
let's call it what it really is, Jenna.
Yeah, man.
I want to make sure everybody know that that you're not just an activist. I called you an activist. When I Googled it, it didn't say activist. It didn't say gangster rapper. So I, you know what I mean? But because I know that you've always, huh? I know you've always had social issues. Like you've already spoke on social issues in your music. You know what I'm saying? Just all the way from the 90s. Uh-huh. Even though you did the whoop whoop, you know, that's that's banging. It was still got love for them. And you were talking with you for a hot second, then y'all made up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thanks
we made
for
up. We squashed
time. You know, making that unfold. You know, because you know I do
yes,
rock
sir.
With Cube and I rock with you and the Lynch Mob and PE
yes,
and you know what I'm saying. And I wish that you had did that record deal with Paris because you was playing on that one for sure.
Right. Yeah.
That never came through, right? You never did that, man. That would have been
no.
Powerful,
I never
bro.
Did it. Yeah, because I actually did the thing with Snoop. You know, so,
I know. When you said that Paris, bro, I was like, yo, that was out of here. Just for the movie,
right.
I don't know what it would have did.
Right.
Commercially, bro, I know for the movement. For the movement,
right?
So.
But it's independent anyway. Yeah, no, it still would have made noise.
No, that would have been the move. Let's talk about your book. So you're an author now, right?
Yeah, I just wrote my first book, man. So you know, the foundation to success as a people for us, period, is it really comes down to family. It comes down to relationships, and the foundation of family is black male female relations, your marriages. You know what I'm saying? So I'm seeing right now the beginning of 2019. Not only is there a lot of black males not living to see tomorrow, living to see today, marriages. You know what I'm saying? Relationships is being murdered and destroyed and killed. And that way, you know, that's eroding the love that we got for ourselves because it's hard to even have unity with each other if we don't have unity in the house, in the household first or in the community. And that, unfortunately, is a product of the destruction of the black male. Like, you know, Pharaoh or the white supremacist society we live in destroying the black male and reducing the amount of quality and available black males for the number of black women that need one. So there's a shortage of black males. So now that got the family all off beat. They got women, black women at each other's throat. They don't see themselves as sisters no more. It's a competition. Now this B right here, I don't do females, you know, because everybody is plotting on this reality show mess, like home wrecking. I got to get a piece of that man. And, you know, and we so immature that we think we pimps.
Right.
We think we got, you know, gang, we max. No, it's not we max. They just know it's a shortage, and they got to settle for dealing with our immature ass, you know. So it's all by design, man. So this book is kind of about checking, even though it's worded in a way like it's siding towards the black man, because it is, because we're responsible. We're the head of the family. We're responsible. Any bad condition that the female is in, it's just a reflection of our messed up condition. So I'm really on brother's head.
When is it coming out?
Right. It'd be out. I don't have a
like
specific.
You coming? You're coming
nah,
like
nah,
Steve
not
Harvey,
like that.
Like Steve.
Not at all. Nah, it's coming for us, but it's putting us back in our authority position. You know, it's giving us our respect back. It's putting respect back on our name. So it's not bashing us. It's just bashing the punk. aspects in us, you know. Yeah, because that's the problem that our women got with us, because they a cheater, they this and that. Okay, well, it's not even about cheating. If a man could be honest, if it's a shortage of women and he's dealing with another one, or he's still dealing with his baby mama, or he dealing whatever, be honest and upfront with your woman. Give her the choice to say, okay, well, I'm not rocking with that, or well, let me think about it and digest it or whatever. But if you lie about it, lying is cheating. That's where you're cheating at, because you're breaking an agreement, right, or you misleading her or whatever. So most of us ain't mature enough to have them kind of conversations with our women or with our man or whatever, because it's a two-way street. Women is doing stuff too.
What's your opinion on this Michael Jackson documentary and this Oprah, you know, putting that out? Like, why do you think she did that?
Because she's her handlers. Like, it's just like Obama. Even I was hearing you speaking good on Obama. Once you get to the billionaire level, it's mafia business. It's murder business at that point. So I don't care how, you know, good your heart was or what your intentions was. You represent billions to some white mafia people, so you can't do what you want to do. You're not free. You don't even have $1 billion. You just represent billions of dollars to your handlers and your oppressors or your overseers or whatever. She can't do what she wants. She got too much influence. She got
to
do.
They just allow you to have your boat and have your house and your boat and all your stuff.
Right.
And you just renting it. You that's why you got to keep working, because it's like you're a billionaire, but you're still doing all.
Yeah.
You're still working. Like, I still see you working.
You can't say nothing.
Still rising. Your blood pressure.
Right. You can't do absolutely nothing. You can't do. If you got $1 billion, you can't do absolutely nothing for your people. Find me one of these black billionaires, whether it's, you see what happened to Bill Cosby, you see what happened to Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan or whatever. As soon as you try to do something independent, the only one I haven't seen nothing happen with yet so far is Byron Allen. You know what I'm saying? When he bought the Weather Channel, and you know, he almost had $1 billion, or he might be a billionaire, but I don't see him doing nothing for black people. Like, as soon as you try to get black people independent of white power and influence and structure and rulership and all of that, they coming for you. They coming for you.
So when is the book? When can we expect the book? Is it going to be an audio book too? You got an audio book on deck?
Yeah.
Or just a hardback?
Yeah, yeah.
Or how you doing?
It's going to be all three. It's going to be a hardcover or a paper cover, because it's not that big. It's about 100 pages. But it's going to be a paper cover, ebook, and an audio book. So the paper cover, you know, the physical copy. Yeah, it's going to be available hopefully 2 weeks from now. I forgot the specific date, but it's approximately 2 weeks from now.
And are we expecting an album or a new single?
Oh, yeah,
or you got a single out right now?
No, I don't have one out now. Yeah, we're looking at, of course, I'm going to do like a little single or a short EP for this book, because, you know, people still want to hear something from that. But it's not just going to be about this. I'm still attack, you know, these social ills and injustices or whatever. But it's the catalyst. You know, the first single gonna be about this war in your heaven relationship business, but everything else is going back to the war, to the enemy.
Just take a little break, then come right back.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Can we get a cube? Feature, man, like you and Cube, like, can we get it?
Of course.
I know you was talking about that.
Oh, Cube feature?
Did that ever happen, or can we? Yeah, you and Cube to do a song.
I tried to get that done.
You was like,
yeah. You know the story. I mean, I'm always open for that. I'm always open for that. Yeah. So it's on Cube. You know what I'm saying?
After I listened to his new album, bro. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if he with it, if he really, really, really with it, I mean, I feel like you, Paris, wherever he at, I don't know where Paris is, if he's supposed to be still on that page, but you, Paris Cube, could do a 2020 song, just to get everybody fired up, you know, like in the hood, like, you know what I'm saying, like, fired up and invigorated, because a lot of people, a lot of these cats out here, they don't have the background to be able to elevate us, man. It just ain't happening. It just ain't happening.
Unfortunately,
you know,
a lot of us.
We can't put all that pressure on Diddy and Jigga. They, like you just said, they billionaires, so they can't really do what they want to do. So it's going to take some grassroots cats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Q was talking about arrest the president, so he didn't already put his shit on the line. His stuff on the line. So,
right.
You know, it's just
unfortunately,
up to us, you know, the
rest it's just. A lot of us, black people's problem is we be having personal issues. You know, a lot of people didn't want to rock with Kaepernick. A lot of people don't want to rock with me or not a lot of people, but, or, you know, like say Cube or whatever. It's dealing with personal stuff. Like Paris had an issue with Chuck, with Public Enemy from the last record. You know, like I'll never work with him again or something like that. I mean, and that was at the time since he kind of, you know, was cool or whatever, but we got an ego thing, or we got a personal thing. Black
so
people got a personal
our
thing.
Revolutionaries, I'm gonna talk to the people. Now I gotta talk to the people. People, all our people that's listening.
Right.
Our revolutionaries can't get our revolutionaries can't get along. For some, for you,
right.
Know, Paris, come on, Paris Cube, Cam,
right.
Come on, man, PE, Poor Righteous Teachers, you know, come on, man. I mean. This is what I grew up on, bro. You know what I'm saying? These are
right.
The people. When I was in Compton a long time ago, I think it was 90 something. They had Saviors Day on the Drumbotron, and when Cube came
right.
on the screen and said, "And if y'all touch one hair on his head, we won't just be rapping." And the whole City College
right.
Stadium went bananas. Like, come
yep.
on, man. It's really rappers. Even when you see, like, Boomerang and you see some brothers with Final Calls, even when you know, when
mm-hmm.
you see it in the movies, it was just what you needed to see in order to get our minds free and get our courage up.
Yeah.
Just like these cats out here. Like, if you're going to wear your Make America Great Again hats, okay, then we going back to the Too Black, Too Strong, to the African Medallions, to the
right.
Dice Cheekies, to the, you know what I'm saying? We going back.
Right.
So we're gonna combat
right.
everything you doing with the shit, with the stuff we used to do. How about that?
Yeah, but exactly, and it's to boost our morale, it's to boost our spirit. But unfortunately, when you see this enemy is going back to they never stop, but they going back to physical murder and abuse and violence against us. Then guess what we gonna have to do? Because the nonviolent stuff don't work. We tried that. That don't
man.
Work. The only thing that these people respect is violence. Money and violence. We don't got
man.
The money, so just a response, a violent response, which is legal. That's not illegal. That's called self defense. You're defending the life, the precious, priceless life that God gave you. You're duty bound to fight like hell to protect the life that God gave you. So if you want to take one of ours, then we want to take one of yours. That's just how it goes.
Well. You know, they showed us an example when that cat out there in Texas was killing the police, and they put that drone in there and blew his ass up. So we got
right.
that's why my new album is called Evolution, because instead of Revolution, is because if we try to match guns with them, they already, you know, this it ain't
yeah,
the technology
well,
is
yeah I'm not talking yeah I'm not talking about foolish like that. I'm not talking about foolish, but
right.
even so. I don't care. Me personally, you do my son, daughter, brother, sister, wife, whatever like that. I just got to go. I don't care about how much technology you got. I got to die anyway. But you done already took part of my life. You done took part of the joy of my life anyway. So I don't care. And that's why they can't handle the quote-unquote Muslims. If the Muslims are Orthodox, I'm not. We don't condone this in the nation, but it's a principle. If they not scared to strap a bomb to themselves and kill themselves just so they can kill you, you can't do nothing with a people like that.
Facts.
That's how we got to get. I'm not saying that we supposed to do that to ourselves, but that's how we have to defend our own people like that.
Or at least let them know that we will activate. Let everybody know your social media. Let everybody know the social your Instagram and all that, how they can get in contact.
Yeah. You can get in contact with me on West Coast Cam, one word, KAM, West Coast Cam at everything, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everything else. And the website for the book, my new book, is warinyourheaven.com, warinyourheaven.com.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You know it's always love when I see you in the traffic or see you at concerts.
Likewise,
we chop it up and we kick it, man. I still need to get some of that what is that, that ginger drink you was drinking?
Yeah.
Had that ginseng root that had that ginseng root
yeah.
in there. I beat that. Be
man.
Safe out there, black man. I'm you know we're gonna get up, man. I wanna see some new music, man. Some new fired up, new technology music,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Go over there, Empire, get a deal or something and make it unfold, okay? Do it for the country. Even
man,
with
much
Paris,
love,
bring it back. Go find that brother and bring it back.
Yeah, I'm on it, bro. So I'll be at you, man. I hit you on the offline.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother.
All right, man, much love, bro.
We want to say thank you to the homie Cam, man. Cam came through. Jamelia, everybody be safe out there in the streets. Don't get caught up. And I'll see y'all next week, next Tuesday, man. I'll let y'all know who the guest's going to be.